Good morning. My guests this morning are poets Donna Emerson and Phyllis Meshulam. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So we're talking about an event that you and one other poet will be involved in at the Occidental Center for the Arts on February 18th, a trio of voices.
That's right.
Each of you has a book coming out. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
They've just
there they
out.
Are. Oh, they're nice, they're too. Okay, I have a quick question to ask. Would you please give me the definition of the word ekphrastic?
Sure. So ekphrastic is often used to express the idea of a poem written in response to a work of art, often a visual work of art.
Uh-huh.
But our friend Jody, who's the poet who is not here today,
right,
has written a book that explores poetry in response to many different kinds of art, including film and other works of literature.
Could be theater.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could be music.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you two tell me a little about each of the ways that you work. Donna, why don't you go first?
Okay. The book that just came out for me is called The Place of Our Meeting, and it's a series of encounters between people and nature, people with each other, people with famous people and not so famous people, like Yo-Yo Ma and why his father wouldn't let him play the bass, or animals in the snow. So it seems to capture significant moments.
Uh-huh.
In the speaker's life that often are significant because of the transition into another time of life or relationship. It's my first full-length book, so it's three times bigger than all the ones I've written before, and I'm proud of it.
Great. Phyllis, what about you?
Well, my book is called Land of My Father's War, and it was inspired in part by a lesson in a class or a prompt in a class by Terry Arrett, one of our local treasures here in the poetry world.
Yeah.
And she said, write about when you fell in love with language. And what came to my mind was the year my family lived in Italy when I was 5 years old. And so I wrote that poem, and she said, you know, this poem is trying to do an awful lot. Maybe you should make it into a book. So that's how it started. But then I also read my parents' love letters that they wrote during the 2 years that they were separated.
How wonderful that they were preserved.
Yes, yes. And so a chunk of the poems in this book, they're like collages of my parents' letters that I reassembled.
Oh, nice. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Making your parents' letters the building blocks for your poetry, I guess.
Yes, yes. That's true of one section of the book.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
Yeah. You've had a number of books published, haven't you, Phyllis?
Well, yes, but just like Donna, this is my first full-length book.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was also here one time to promote a book that I had edited for California Poets in the Schools. So, but this is my full length, and Donna's has got her first full length too, so it's very exciting.
California Poets in the Schools. Seems to me I should be interviewing someone from that, but that's
you are.
You are.
Really.
You are. <Yeah. laughs> But we should stick to this event.
Right, so. Right. Okay, well, the next time that you come in, you have to promise to tell me about that.
Okay, it's a deal.
So, no charge to attend.
That's right, yeah.
And, of course, donations accepted and refreshments, and it's wheelchair accessible, and it's the usual well-run, well-put-together event that the good folks at Occidental Center for the Arts inevitably put together.
And there will also be music.
My
son Jared Emerson Johnson will play violin, fiddle, mandolin, ukulele, and voice before and after the reading.
Oh, great, great. Well, thank you guys for coming in.
You're welcome.
And let's tell people that this is a trio of voices at the Occidental Center for the Arts on February 18th, 2 to 4 p.m. That's a Sunday. For information, 874-9392, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.